I'm Rachel Otwell. On Friday, Bernice King spoke to a group in Springfield representing the Abraham Lincoln Association, which regularly honors the president's birthday with scholarly symposiums. King was there to accept the Spirit of Lincoln Award on behalf of her parents, Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King Jr. She spoke in praise of the group for recently appointing both its first African American and female leader, Catherine Harris. King spoke about Lincoln, her father, and the Civil Rights Movement, past and present. The following are selections from that lecture.
In 1863, President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and later the 13th Amendment, largely freeing those of African descent from chattel slavery and indentured servitude, except for those convicted of a crime. In 1963, 100 years later, during the centennial year of the Emancipation Proclamation, my father delivered his I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. In the speech, he proclaimed that the work of the proclamation was not yet complete. Struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. You earn it and you win it in every generation. He said, "This momentous decree came as a great beacon of light, hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of captivity. But 100 years later, we must face the tragic fact that the Negro is still not free." He went on to say that 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. My father was pointing out that struggle is a never-ending process and that America had not yet fulfilled its promise. There was work still left to be done. We are, whether you realize it or not, in a crisis and at a boiling point. Gun control is not controlled. People are so angry that it spills out into violence. We must have leaders that know how to mediate, heal, and reconcile differences dividing us. We must have leaders who can sit at the table with opposing voices and come to new answers instead of nuclear answers. If we can fly faster, share thoughts faster, drive and build faster, then our conflict resolution must move beyond a horse and buggy pace. My father and other civil rights leaders petitioned President John F. Kennedy to issue a second Emancipation Proclamation under executive order calling for a national rededication to the principles of the Emancipation Proclamation and for an executive order prohibiting segregation. Along with other leaders, my father submitted a formal proposal and legal brief outlining the case for a second proclamation and providing legal justification for President Kennedy to follow in President Lincoln's footsteps and issue it by executive order. Although President Kennedy did not introduce a second Emancipation Proclamation, it set the groundwork for the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In 1962, a few months after the proposal for a second proclamation was submitted to President Kennedy and on the eve of the centennial anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, my father spoke at the New York Civil War Centennial Commission's Emancipation Proclamation observance. He reviewed the history of human rights in America, noting that the Declaration of Independence and Emancipation Proclamation had fallen short of achieving equality for all of its citizens. My father said, and I quote, "If our nation had done nothing more in its whole history than to create just two documents, its contributions to civilization would be imperishable. The first of these documents is the Declaration of Independence, and the other is that which we are here to honor tonight, the Emancipation Proclamation. We need the politics of progress to transcend parties with the goal of eliminating the unjust status quo. Let us bring forth a new day of equality, equity, and justice in this era. We face perilous times, similar to those times of the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement, where people are angry and disillusioned. Today, we are conflicted around religious freedom, police brutality, environmental reform, criminal justice reform, education reform, economic reform. We are at that boiling point. And the next leader must keep peace in the nonviolent way that Dr. King taught, both in tone and tenor, while not being afraid to put their presidency on the line as President Lincoln did. These times cannot continue as business as usual, and therefore we can't afford to have a leader that is business as usual. We need a leader more concerned with crossing the aisles instead of partisan politics. We need a new leader just as focused on campaign contributors as non-contributors. At this time, we must be more evolved in our ability to resolve conflicts, where war and bloodshed is not the ideal option. It is obvious from the recent caucuses and primary that people are frustrated. They may not fully know what they want, but they know they do not want the status quo. America is wiser and smarter now, and politicians must acknowledge that and not feed into the polarization effect of modern politics. The struggle for equality is ours today. Struggle is a never-ending process. Freedom is never really won. We still have to win it and earn it in this generation. And so the freedom struggle continues. And may we rise to the occasion to arrest this moment and move us toward a more just, humane, and peaceful world, for we do still have a choice today: nonviolent coexistence or violent co-annihilation. And I believe it's time for all, especially in leadership, to choose nonviolence, for it is the more excellent way. God bless you.
You've been listening to Bernice King, who recently spoke in Springfield. She's the daughter of Martin Luther King Jr. and the CEO of the King Center, which continues his fight for nonviolent social change. She was speaking to the Abraham Lincoln Association and accepted the Spirit of Lincoln Award from the group in honor of her parents. To listen to the entirety of her remarks, head to WUIS.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.